Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bills play the Jets on Sunday, of course, and we're now going to our Western Hotline where we are joined by the human joystick. Bills wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie. Isaiah, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Welcome to our show.
Good morning. Appreciate it. Happy to be on.
Isaiah, your Twitter profile says, "Don't judge my story by the chapter you walked in on," which I like that a lot. So which chapter is this?
Chapter 24.
Okay.
I'm 24 years old. actually, I don't even use Twitter anymore. So somebody talked to me about that the other day as well. But it just means like, if you walk in my life at a certain time, if I'm down or up, there's a path to it. So.
I want to talk about the offense, obviously, but so human joystick, where'd you get the name and why did you get that nickname?
I got it in high school. One of my teammates, Savon McFadden, at the time, after we played a team called Cypress Bay and they were the state champions, and I went for like 3 touchdowns and did some crazy stuff. The one player on ESPN, and after that game, he was like, "I'm calling you the human joystick from now on." And then everybody else started doing it. And then it went to college and things like that. So
you liked it?
I mean, I enjoyed it. And, everybody has their own spin to it when they bring it up. So I'm like, it's just a football name. That's it.
Hey, congratulations, by the way. I should have said this off the top on making the roster. You had to go through cuts again. What? Can you possibly describe for people who, we watch it from afar, what that weekend is like, what the last 24 to 48 hours, after that last game and waiting and hoping your phone doesn't ring? I guess you don't get a call saying you made the roster, do you?
No, you don't. No, you don't. For the guys that are in the mix of everything, are kind of, nervous and things like that, just have anxiety for 48 hours. And just thinking about it just makes you not want to eat, sleep. It makes you want to turn your phone off, actually. Mm-hmm. But for the guys that, feel like they won't, stick around and things like that, it's not too much to worry about. But it's nerve-wracking, it is. And, for the people out there that haven't experienced it, I hope they don't, but it's pretty nerve-wracking for 48 hours.
So the way you find out, basically, is you get past the deadline, your phone didn't ring, you made the team.
You go to the team meeting. Cuts are still happening, but you go in, and then if you're in that team meeting, you made it, but you still have to be on your toes, every single hour until, that passes and things like that.
Yeah. Isaiah McKenzie with us here on the Western Hotline. Isaiah, the wide receiving core went through a number of changes in the offseason. So John Brown, Cole Beasley, Andre Roberts, what do you think, or how much better is the receiving core, and why do you think it's better this year?
Last year I came in late in the season and I seen a lot of potential in the room just from last year, and things like with Zay, myself, Rob Foster, and guys, Cam Phillips and those guys. And then coming into this year, they added John Brown and Beasley and Andre Roberts, and I feel like they're older guys that have been in the league long enough that they know the ropes to the game and how to play the game. And I feel like for all the young guys that are behind them, just learning from them and just getting everything we can and picking their brains, I feel like they've taught us so much this all season that going into the season, the young guys are pretty prepared and ready to play ball. But they've brought a lot of juice to the room and a lot of, knowledge to the room.
I was wondering about maybe with Beasley specifically because of that position, from your perspective, yeah. Isaiah, how much you've been able to learn from him? What are some of the things, just either watching him or, as you say, picking his brains, that you've learned so far from a veteran like Beasley?
I was asked the other day, I just I feel like I'm behind two weapons, Beasley and Andre Roberts, when it comes to the return game. But Bees, he's taught me a lot about how to slow down my routes, how to, you know, read defenses and things like that. And I've learned a lot from him within these, you know, few months we've been together. But I'm hoping to pick his brain some more as the season goes on and just make me a better player and a complete player in the receiving aspect.
You guys are going into year two, obviously, with Josh Allen. I know you came in late last year, but the Josh Allen you saw maybe at the end of last year, Isaiah, and the Josh Allen you see now, as you were just days away from the opener, what differences do you see in him?
He's always focused, but he's even more focused now. He's sharpening his knife each and every day. He's getting better each and every day. He's always been a competitor. He always wants to win. So, I mean, he just keep doing what he's doing, and he's going to be great.
The leadership, do you think you're seeing some things? He's such a young guy. You're young as well. But you know the quarterback really has to be the leader of the offense, you know?
Yeah.
Do you see that comfort, that leadership ability from him even in going into year two?
To me, I've always seen him as a leader. You know, he plays the quarterback position. He has to be. There's no doubt about it that he doesn't have to be. That he has to be the leader. But you know, he comes in the offense. He controls the offense. He tells us what to do when we need to do it. He corrects us on the bad and things like that. So to me, he's going to be my leader until the end of time. So I mean, I feel like he's doing his job. He's leading by example on and off the field, so he keep doing that. He's going to be great.
Isaiah, it was a busy offseason for the offense. I know we asked you about the receivers, but as you know, there was a lot of effort put into rebuilding the offense. What are your expectations, you know, the offensive line, the receivers, the running backs, what are your expectations, and the tight ends, what are your expectations for the offense this season? What do you think you guys can do?
We can do a lot. You know, we have all types of weapons from tight end position, running back, receiver, and we have a good offensive line now and things like that. So now we just have to put it all together. And hopefully, you know, this season goes well. And I'm just preparing each and every week like everybody else. And we're just going to go out there and try to win football games.
We're with Isaiah McKenzie. A couple things before we let you go. So I'm looking at your bio in the media guide. It says you like to collect paintings. Is that right?
yeah.
Any particular style artist? Anything?
No, not really. It's just if I see and I like it, I try not to get it, but I can't help it. But I like to collect paintings that look cool and things like that. I have a particular artist that I, you know, prefer and things like that.
All right, so you're the kind of guy who goes out, looks at paintings, and stands there to interpret it for other people?
No, not really.
Okay. I've always wondered about that, Isaiah, how you could just, you know what, the artist is trying to represent here, and I'm just like, okay, sure, whatever, yeah, if you say so.
No, that's not me.
That's right. You bring a little culture to the football team. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to ask you, oh, go ahead, yeah.
No, the pet peeve, you're looking at the media guide.
Yeah.
Biggest pet peeve is not having good water pressure in the shower.
Oh, the shower, that's right. Yeah.
Man, that is a good one. That is a really good one. How's the Bill? All right, so here's the big question, Isaiah. The Bills put in that brand new facility. How's the water pressure?
See, and that's the thing. So the shower is still the same. And when I got here, it takes me longer to take a shower here because the shower pressure is just, you know, it's not up there, so I gotta use both shower. I gotta use two shower heads. So that's
wow.
That's that. So.
All right, you know what? Sean McDermott's on the show tomorrow.
Yeah,
we're gonna bring this up. We'll see if we can get you a little better shower head pressure. Okay. Right, but look, for a guy who goes on and travels all the time, right? You're always in hotels, right? Whenever you're looking for a hotel, there's two things you wish for, right? Shower pressure and a decent bed.
Yes, no bed bugs.
Right, that's really it. So, hey, the other thing I'm going to ask you out. So you went to Georgia. Whenever Georgia plays Alabama, what is the receiver room like with you and Robert Foster?
But 2 years ago we played 2 years for now. I would say it's just a lot of we're both competitors, so we're like, you know, who's going to win, you know, and, you know, we try to, you know, do bets like on who's going to pay for dinner and things like that. It gets real rowdy. And I feel like the national championship year,
yep,
when we played in the national championship, it was close. And then last year in the SEC championship, me and him was like, you know, we had him. And I'm like, oh, man, we're about to win. Next thing you know, we lost. So for the past 2 years, I've been, you know, paying for dinner or things like that. So hopefully Georgia comes through this year. And I know he will because, you know, we're great. I know we can do it. So you just got to put our mind to it. That's all.
I was pulling for Georgia, too. Tired of Alabama winning all the time. So, well, Isaiah, again, congratulations on making the team. Thank you for giving us some time this morning. Have a great year. Enjoy the season.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.